Today is December the 7th, 2012. You're listening to Daily Worship here at the Gathering Place Church in Pineville, Louisiana. My name is Kevin Williams. I'm honored to be with you on this Friday morning. Thank you for joining us. If you tuned in yesterday, we've been having just some difficulties with our computer, and so thank you for being patient with that. Lord willing, this will work and record and post like normal this morning. But let's start today in John chapter 1. In John chapter 1. Let's start in verse 29, go to verse 34. And this is speaking of John the Baptist. And this is part of John's eyewitness testimony of Jesus. The next day he saw Jesus coming toward him, and he said, "Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks before me, because he is before me,' because he was before me. I myself did not know him, but for this purpose I came baptizing with water, that he might be revealed to Israel. And John bore witness, 'I saw the Spirit descend from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, "He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And I have seen and have borne witness that this is the Son of God." Verse 29, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. I like how the Message says this. In the title on this passage in the Message, it just simply says this: the God revealer. The God revealer. And this is who Jesus is. He reveals the glory of God to his people. Jesus reveals the glory of God to us. It says in Hebrews that Jesus is the radiance of the glory of God. You know, and we talk so many times, and I know this is a desire in any believer's life, is to see and experience the glory of God. You want to know the magic formula for seeing the glory of God and experiencing the glory of God? Here, this is it. Look into Jesus. He is the glory of God. He is the one who reveals the glory of God to his people. So look, turn your eyes, turn your affections, turn your thoughts onto Jesus. Let him reveal the glory of God to you. I'm so thankful that today, as we are in this season of Advent, as we are coming upon Christmas, that the glory of God was displayed in our Savior. The glory of God was displayed in Jesus. That the glory of God came and stayed in a manger when... I think it's interesting how, of all of the things that... Jesus could have been born into a rich family. He could have easily found a hotel room in Bethlehem. But yet he willed it to happen the way that he did. The Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. The glory of God represented in this little baby who willfully has come down and humbled himself to be with us so that we might be with him. I want to pray this morning that our eyes would be ever transfixed on the person of Jesus, and that as a natural result that we would experience and see the glory of God in our lives, that we would see the glory of God in our churches, in our families. Why don't you pray with me this morning? Jesus, Lord, we come to you today. Lord, thank you that you reveal the glory of God to your people. Lord, thank you that you are the radiance of the glory of God. Lord, thank you that you, Lord, in your beauty, Lord, in your majesty, make yourself known freely to us. Lord, so, Lord, our response today, Lord, our response, Lord, is to fix our eyes upon the one who has saved us. Lord, our response today, Lord, is to declare your power. Lord, to say that you are stronger and greater and higher, God. That you are full of power and wisdom. Lord, and we say that we desperately, Lord, want to see you. Lord, so we fix our eyes upon you, Jesus. We fix our eyes upon you, Jesus.
To offer their praise.
Lord, open our eyes to the ways, Lord, that you have already shown yourself to your people. Lord, open our eyes, Lord, to the ways that you are revealing who you are today to us. Lord, open our eyes to your glory. Lord, may we see your glory and may we be changed, Jesus. Oh, Lord, may we be changed. Lord, may we fix our hearts and our eyes upon you. We love you, Jesus. We love you. In Jesus' name.